USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Washington is set for a busy week as Congress and the White House take on two major and divisive issues, raising the debt ceiling and addressing border security that is out of control. President Biden is set to convene with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders today in a highly anticipated meeting to address the debt limit. The House approved a budget with a slight increase in the debt ceiling. The president does not want limits on how much he can spend during these troubling financial times. Speaker McCarthy says Biden is walking down a path that could endanger America's financial health.
I'm worried about how the president's handling the debt ceiling. He's ignoring it. He's walking us in to some type of debt problem because he's just ignoring the problem. I'm worried about the next generation. We're at 120% of GDP in debt. We've only been here during World War II. That means our debt's larger than our economy with another 20%.
Chairman James Comer and Oversight Committee Republicans are investigating the Biden family's domestic and international business dealings to determine whether these activities compromise U.S. national security and President Biden's ability to lead with impartiality. The House Oversight Committee website states, members of the Biden family have a pattern of peddling across the highest levels of government to enrich themselves. Comer on Fox News last night says we will see documentation today.
And get an idea of the dollar amount that we're talking about. That's another thing that's never been reported. We've already disclosed $1.3 million from China. That was wired directly into three or four Biden family members' names. That number is going to be a whole lot higher tomorrow morning.
A judge in New York has put a gag order on a presidential candidate. New York State Judge Juan Merchan hit Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump with a gag order last night in the alleged criminal hush money case, ruling the 45th president is restricted from posting about evidence in the case. This is USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Elon Musk is cutting the ribbon on a new battery plant in Texas that will someday power his Tesla cars.
The first-of-its-kind factory will produce battery-grade lithium.
Battery-grade lithium actually has to be extremely precise, because if you have any impurities, it causes degradation of the battery.
He says availability of battery-grade lithium will be a bottleneck in the electric car world. He says lithium is abundant, but there's a lack of refineries to process it. The $37 million plant outside Corpus Christi is set to open next year. I'm Skip Kelly.
A 34-year-old man was charged with manslaughter and aggravated assault after the vehicle he was allegedly driving plowed into a group of illegal immigrants Sunday in Brownsville, Texas, killing eight and injuring at least 10 others near a homeless shelter. Brownsville Police Chief says George Alvarez faces 8 counts of manslaughter and 10 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. His bail was set at $3.6 million. Jury deliberations begin today in the civil trial against presidential candidate Donald Trump.
During closing arguments in the civil trial against Trump, a lawyer for E. Jean Carroll told jurors his client was exactly Trump's type and that he sexually assaulted her the same way he described treating women on an Access Hollywood tape. Trump has always denied any wrongdoing. He claims Carroll made up the story to sell copies of her book. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National Lost Sock Memorial Day as we honor all the socks that are no longer with us. Lance Pry, USA News.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.